How to avoid competition by fishing in wholesaling houses. Stay tuned. Hey, my friend, what's going on? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I want to explain how to use bait, hook, line, and fishing in wholesaling houses almost effortlessly, okay? Almost effortlessly. That means there's not a lot of, forceful energy coming out of you. Obviously, there's always work involved. There's always effort involved. As a matter of fact, you learning this thing I'm about to share with you right now is part of your efforts in making sure that your business, your real estate wholesaling business becomes almost effortlessly, right? So that's what I want to share with you today. And in doing that, I do have a question that I want to answer. Before I get into that, I do have a quote from my book, okay? My book is going to be available for you in the next few days. You'll be able to download the PDF even as I develop it. So there's going to be a lot of typos. There's going to be, as I do, I'm going to give you access to a link where you can literally download it. You can print it, whatever you want to do. And if you want to wait until it's fully ready, it's up to you. But this book is already, let me see here, I think it's about 213 pages of pure content, and I would like to share it as I'm working on it, okay? Actually, it's about 213 pages, okay, of pure content. You're going to be able to download and print if you want and read, and you can still understand and get a lot of value out of it, but I want you to have it, access to it as I'm developing it, okay? But give me about, I don't know, maybe 48 business hours or so, should be ready. But in the meanwhile, I have some remnants of it, some other downloadables. There's a link right below. And if you're watching, depending on where you watch this, if you watch this video, you use that link on the screen, olatux.com/mastermind. That's olatux.com/mastermind. The name of my book is actually Empire Lifestyle Secrets. And you can go to empirelifestylesecrets.com as well right now to go have access to that, okay? So, but like I was saying, I got this quote from the book, okay? It's called Fishing, and I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to get into the question of the day, okay? And then we're going to take it from there. So, fishing. When it comes to marketing your product, services, and offers, you want to be fishing. You are putting valuable information out there first. Then you can work with those who respond to it. Does that make sense? When you're fishing, there's a process. It starts with offering the fish some bait on the hook first. Then you're able to catch them alive. Okay? Then you're able to catch them alive. When you catch them alive, you're now able to see if the fish fits what you're trying to offer, which is obviously a habitat inside your stomach. LOL. Okay? Excuse me. If they're not good enough, you throw them back into the water alive. At least you did not kill the fish pointlessly. In real estate wholesaling, you're seeking two different types of prospects. Okay? So this whole fishing thing is about prospecting. It's about making sure that you're only attracting the right type of people, and you have pre-qualification processes and filters in place. Because let's be frank, everybody, you don't need to be working with everybody, okay? There are some people, they belong with somebody else, or they're just not qualified enough for what you're offering. They're not qualified to sell you their houses. They're not qualified, quite frankly, for your time, okay? And you want to make sure that you have gatekeepers and filters and places to filter those people out. And that's what fishing, when I'm talking about fishing in this concept, in this context, that's what it's about, okay? So it continues, in real estate wholesaling, you're seeking two different types of prospects. Let's use the first type as an example here, motivated sellers. Obviously, the second type is building a list of qualified buyers that can buy these properties from you after you put them under contract, right? That's what wholesaling is about, right? You buy low, you sell high. You buy low from motivated sellers and you sell high to qualified buyers and you make money in between, okay? So if you need to understand details of that, I have another video called the 7 steps attraction marketing process. You can just search Olatux Abitogun 7 steps attraction marketing success on Google. The video should come right back up. Make sure you add real estate wholesaling to that phrase, okay? All right, So let's see here. So let's use the first type as an example here, motivated sellers. You're seeking motivated seller with a distressed property. What's the bait here? So remember, we're using the bait, line, and hook analogy, right? What is going to be the bait here? What information would a motivated seller with a distressed real estate property be dying to gain access to right now? It's your responsibility to find out what that is, okay? What information would they be dying to have access to? It could be information on how to sell a house fast, or information on how to avoid foreclosure, or many other information you think, after your research, right, that you think this type of person should have, or would love, or would die to have, right? It's actually more like it, would die to have, and what they should have as well, too. You need to be the first one in line publishing and offering this information for free. This information include answers to their biggest questions and path to solution of the underlying problem that turned your prospect into a desperate seller. Okay, so every time somebody turns to a desperate or motivated seller, there's a reason. It could be divorce, right? It could be divorce, it could be pre-foreclosure, it could be many other things, inherited unwanted houses. You need to, what is a burning question in the heart of this person? It's your responsibility to find out what those burning questions are. You could do some research. Also, as you consider to prospect, you're gonna hear it. People are gonna tell you these things, and you wanna write them down and use them to create even more content for the marketplace. That's what I mean by putting out the information, publishing the information, just like I'm doing right here, right? You can do the same thing for your real estate wholesale business. Publish content, publish information that answers people's burning questions, that provides information about a path to a solution for whatever their underlying problem is, and that's what you're looking to do, okay? And that's fishing, that's the bait right there. And really, your responsibility is to create as much bait as possible, okay? And continues here, you need to be the first publishing this stuff, okay? This information, okay, you need to be the first one in line publishing and offering this information for free. This information include answers to their biggest questions and path to solution of the underlying problem that turned your prospect into a desperate seller. This published information is the bait that will attract clients who are well educated about a possible path and why you are the right, most importantly, why, okay, this is posture right here, why you are the most important, the right person for them to work with and sell their house to at 50 to 60 cents on the dollar. That's what this is about, right? So it sells, obviously, give them the information that they truly need, and as a byproduct of that, they are starting to see you as the expert that they must work with and nobody else. And this is how you eliminate competition. Okay, so let me dive into this person's question of the day. Hi Ola, I launched my business about 10 months ago, or so I thought. Yeah, a lot of people thought they launched a business. I haven't closed my first deal yet, and I'm getting tired. I send out about 100 letters every week. That's a lot. That should be, if you're doing it right, 100 letters a week should be creating decent amount of momentum. $100 a week, I mean, I'm just gonna estimate that that's costing you about 50 cents per letter. Yeah, that should be about $50 that you're spending a week, about $200 a month, right? If you're doing it right, you should be getting a decent amount of responses from that, okay? When I say decent, even just 1%, solid 1% to 3% is good. One out of 300 calling you and you nailing that appointment and then putting that house under contract. I mean, it's a matter of time before you build your business if you are saying the right thing in the letters, okay? If you're saying what everyone else is saying in the letters, which is give me your house, call me so you can give me your house. I mean, not exactly like that, but if you're doing it wrongly, that's my point. Of course, then it's a different story here, right? All right, so it says, but the calls I'm getting are crappy. These are mostly people that seems to be not serious about selling their house. I brought this up on another channel, I guess you mean a YouTube channel, and someone answered my comment that I should call back and follow up every week. Okay, so when it comes down to follow up, and I hear that a lot, people say, hey, just call and follow up, call and follow up. I would be very careful with that. There's nothing wrong with calling and follow up, but I would at least make sure that this is somebody I'm already building some kind of rapport with. And I will probably try to collect some kind of commitment from them before I call back. I say, hey, listen, you're not available tomorrow? Okay. Oh, you have to get on the phone. Listen, I'm going to give you a call next Monday. Is that okay? I will collect some kind of commitment, before I do that. But more importantly, okay, remember my last video or one of my videos here is called Exposure is Everything. You can search for it. It's all I talk, Sabito, and it's called Exposure is Everything. I talk about exposure. If you're exposing enough of your business, that means you're generating enough leads, you will not have time to be following up with flaky, fluky, looky loos, okay? You don't have time. You just simply don't have enough time to be following up. You're signing off enough people and you're busy creating more content. You're busy creating more advertising. You're busy creating more opportunities. You're busy creating more baits for people to tag on and get attracted to you, for the right type of people to get attracted to you, okay? You're too busy to be having to beg people around. And plus, when you have to beg people or act clingy or needy, it messes with your posture as a human being. You're gonna start looking like you're begging people, and that's not attractive. And nobody wants to work with somebody that has to that fundamentally has so much time to be chasing people around. Nobody wants to work with that kind of person. Think about it. Somebody has the time to chase you around and knock on your door every day. You start thinking like, maybe subconsciously, maybe you're not even thinking it, but something about you don't want to work with that person. It's the same thing. So you don't want to have all this time available. And think about it in terms of demand and supply. If you have so much oversupply of your time for a person, they're going to take you for granted. They're going to lose respect for you. And once somebody loses respect for you, there's no more attraction there automatically. Does that make sense? Yes, it's the same thing in business. So you got to make sure you're paying attention to these things, how you show up to people, okay? How you seem, how you review yourself to people. You got to make sure you're paying attention to that. All right, so maybe that's what's going on here. So say they said I should call back and follow up every week. I will be very careful with that. I will only call back if I have time for follow up, or maybe embed that into your business model. I would only do it once or twice, and I will make sure there's a commitment to get on the phone with me before I do that. Okay? All right. If not, I'm not calling back. I'm moving on. There's abundance all over the place of deals, of leads for you to close. Okay? All right. So let's see here. Follow up. Okay. Honestly, the conversation just get worse. See? The conversation gets worse because you're losing your posture. I even got cursed out. Of course. I got cursed out before. I got cursed out because, I don't know, If you haven't gotten cursed out yet, that's because you're not generating enough leads, by the way. That will happen sometimes in spite of all this stuff. So everything I'm teaching you here is to reduce and minimize the wrong situation. But sometimes it shows up. But it's also a sign that you're building your business. You're busy, And if you're busy enough, if somebody curses you, I'd say, that's okay, thank you very much. You leave, you move on because you got leads to create. You got bait to create. You got content to create. You have quality clients to attract, and you don't have time for nonsense, okay? So I know that I need leads. You do? You sure? I need leads. Do you have a suggested source of quality leads? I just feel like I'm talking to the wrong people. Thanks for your videos. My pleasure. My purpose. Thank you. Now, here's the thing, okay? I'm gonna go back to fishing, okay? I'm gonna go back to pre-qualifying, okay? Pre-qualifying your leads. Now, there's nothing to pre-qualify if you're not creating massive exposure. I really do think 100 letters consistently, as long as you're consistent. I do think that consistent 100 letters being sent out every week is exposure. It's massive exposure. But now, at some point, if you're not getting the kind of response you want, you gotta switch something around with the message you're passing out. What I always tell people is that you gotta lead with value, okay? Fishing, remember fishing, bait, line, hook. You gotta lead with the bait. You gotta give people information adequate. Don't just tell them to call you. Don't tell them to call you so you can consult with them, okay? Everyone else is doing that. Give them access to all the information. I do that here on my. I give you access to my book. I give you access to all this content here. You need to do the same thing in your business. Give them all the information up front. The only thing is that you're signing every single pieces of pages and video with your face, with your brand. And people, when they choose to want to do business with somebody, they're going to choose you first because you've been there even while you're not really there, right? Using, leveraging the digital opportunities as available today, okay? So I'm going to take you back to bait, line, hook, fishing, okay? You're fishing and you need to be catching people alive. And what's going on here is that when you follow up with people and then the conversations get worse, it's because you're shooting them dead. And that's the opposite of fishing. I'm going to shoot another video about hunting, okay? When you go out there, you hunt with a gun, you're going to shoot those animals dead. Of course, you can still hit it, but that's, you're not trying to hunt, okay? You're trying to fish. You're trying to be fishers of men. You're trying to catch these things alive, okay? So make sure that's what you need, right? That way, if it's not working for you, throw them back in the water, okay? And that's the same thing when it comes to your marketing. You need to be putting in that letter, you need to have information to your website where they can subscribe to your YouTube channel, where they can subscribe to your newsletter. We can give them more information about how to sell the house fast, how to avoid foreclosures. And you want to give them that information and you want them to receive more follow-up over the. And every single one of those correspondents will have your phone number and they will choose to call you when the time is right. And you want to do that over. So if you send 100 letters this week, now those are probably, I don't know, 20 letters that will get open that will probably sit on somebody's desk for a while. They may not be ready. So this is the thing I always tell people. The timing is not always right for your customers, your potential clients, but the timing could be right anytime. Now here's the thing about you. Your timing must always be right. You can't have a situation where you send one letter out and then if they don't call you, and that's it. The letter is useless. It goes in garbage. You want people to put your letter and put it on the side, right? You want people to read your letter and say, yeah, I don't have time for that right now, but I can't throw this away. You want your letters that you're sending to people's houses to be the letter that they can't, they look at the information, maybe they're not ready, the timing is not right, but they know there's valuable information, there's a website address, there are the 6 steps to avoiding foreclosure, 6 steps to selling your house fast in the next 30 days or less, whatever, 18 mistakes to avoid while trying to sell your house fast, right? How to avoid getting on the expired listings ever again and selling your house fast, whatever any of those things is, right? People, that letter should be that valuable, right? Again, you're giving them that bait, right? And that letter, you want someone to be say, I'm not gonna throw this away, I'm gonna put this on the side. I got a lot of junk on my table right here that I'm like, I'm not interested, but this information on this, I think I wanna check out later, right? You want your letter to be that because sometimes people are going to receive your letters and not take action until 6 weeks later. Sometimes people are going to see your letter and take action immediately. Sometimes some people are going to have that letter on their table and forget about it until 6 months. They paid back their money. Maybe they paid back their foreclosure. I mean, the default, right? They paid up and they're not default anymore. But sometimes people go back and forth from this situation. People can go back and forth from default for 2 years, right? But they have that letter on their table. One day the timing could be right. And then they pick up the letter, they go to your website, they start looking, they read all these videos and this guy, and then they give you a call, right? Then you're there, and then the conversation is effortless because they already feel like they know you, they've heard your voice, they've read from you, they've received emails from you from time to time. And boom, the timing is right. And then before you know it, that 100 letters becomes 200 letters because now you have 200 on the second week letters that are useful on people's desk. Not just letters that people throw in the garbage, right? Because again, most people's letters are going to end up in the garbage, right? On the third week, now you have 300 letters out there. And so now you have all this work you're doing that you're building assets out there. And these letters are becoming agents that point back to your website, to your videos, right? And things like that. And that's how you build a business. You build a business with residual income in mind, with residual efforts becoming money in your pocket in mind. Don't do your business thinking that you're gonna first go close your first deal on the first week. That might not happen. So when that doesn't happen, you're gonna be building equity into the marketplace by sending valuables only, things that people would not wanna throw away. If you listen to this video and you feel the need to add it to a playlist because you haven't had time to watch it yet, because I don't have time to, all I release is video every day. I don't have time to watch it. I'm gonna put it in a playlist and come back to it later. If you do things like that, that's what I'm talking about. When your clients start feeling like, I cannot throw this guy's information away, I'm not ready, but let me keep watching his daily videos, let me keep paying attention to his weekly videos, whatever that is for you, You have to be always creating bait and putting the pumping baits. Your main focus is pumping bait into the marketplace so you can fish for the right type of people, people that are ready, the right timing, they are ready to go. The conversation is effortless. And that's what I mean by effortless. And when you do this, you have no competition. Because guess what? Nobody else is doing it. Does that make sense? So hopefully that makes a lot of sense to you. If you, I know it does. Repeat the video. Watch the video five more times. Watch this video five more times. Trust me, it makes a lot of sense. It's the best way you can build your business. Build your business in a way that nobody else is doing it. Okay? And that's how you win. That's how you eliminate the competitions. So I want you to click subscribe, click like, click share. Okay? Share your comments, your thoughts right below this video. I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much. If you've helped me ever share this video, if you've ever done any comment, thank you. I appreciate that. Go to the link to download all the nice stuff, the book, allatalks.com/mastermind. That's where you want to go and download that. And take advantage of all the trainings that I have back there, premium trainings back there. Take advantage of them. And again, click subscribe, click the bell right next to subscribe to make sure you're getting notification. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next one. And peace.